Seriously, is a KUMD feature with interesting people revealing interesting stuff. I saw a video a while back with a girl dressed in some kind of Elizabethan costume singing an aria. Amira Willighagen is a Dutch soprano who won the sixth season of Holland's Got Talent in 2013 at the age of 9. The video was recorded a year later when she was 10. So I sent it to my friend Elias McColl, an opera singer and voice instructor here at UMD. "It's beautiful," he wrote back, "except she's ruining her voice." Seriously?
The first thing I'm hit with, because I love singing, is I hear, oh, what a beautiful voice. What a beautiful soul that young woman is. I mean, and particularly in Amira's case, she's trying to convey something, even if it happens for a minute or two or in a few seconds. So I see this huge potential. And then I get a little sad because I see, is this young woman going to be exploited like so many singers before her? Charlotte Church is the example that comes to my mind. She was one of the first ones like this that made folks an amazing amount of money. And I remember hearing her do a video 30 when she should have been in her prime, and she had this terrible wobble. Lots of money, but once the voice is gone, the voice is tough, but once you've damaged it irreparably with nodules or some other kind of malady, there isn't another set. Part of the reason someone like Adele, the struggle she was having is if you have nodules and you operate on them, you can get scar tissue, and that causes those two little cords to vibrate differently, thus changing. So it's a precious, precious thing. And so that's what I see. I see this precious gift maybe being squandered. I don't know. I think the young woman you sent me has a beautiful voice and could have great potential in the classical field. But if she sounds like this at 10, I don't know what she's going to sound like when she's 30. I think like singers that have gone before her in the same pattern often have an oscillation, which is an unhealthy vibrato. Now these young people can listen to these recordings and imitate a sound, but their bodies are not quite formed yet. And so there's a price to pay for that. If they don't do it with some mindful technique, there is a complexity to the colors and choices that one makes, knowing what the words mean, knowing how to form those vowels. Years and years of study go into that. Now, you can do that by imitating it, but then you don't really know what you're doing. I saw a tension in her throat, in her lower register, that she was trying to sound like a 40-year-old woman, a classical singer in their peak, that it was written for in that tessitura. She's manufacturing that sound down there. Not the top. The high notes, which everyone screams for, are lovely for her mostly. She's only manufacturing that a tiny bit. But that low register, she is listening to a recording and making her throat do that.
We've got the links to the videos on our webpage at KUMD.org, so you can take a look and a listen for yourself. Elias McColl is an opera singer and voice instructor at UMD. Seriously is a KUMD feature with interesting people revealing interesting stuff. I'm Lisa Johnson.